Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The state Senate voted along party lines on Monday to remove sections of Assembly Bill 76 that would have made compliance with the Public Records Act optional for local governments. Government watchdog groups were opposed to the measure that they claim was nothing more than an effort by state lawmakers to save the state money. The state reimburses local governments for the cost of compliance with the Public Records Act. State senators have proposed a constitutional amendment to change the act instead, and that amendment is scheduled to appear on the June 2014 election calendar. The goal is to enshrine an amendment regarding public records access in the state constitution, something the governor supports as well. Second District Senator Noreen Evans was opposed to the changes, including relieving local agencies with complying with domestic violence record protocols. In local crime news, Eureka police are asking anyone with information about an attack that left a man with knife wounds to his neck to contact authorities. That incident happened on Sunday night at the Barfly in Eureka, and the victim reported he was attacked by three people. Sheriff's deputies are searching for a man in his 20s who is suspected of pulling a gun on two other men at a residence on Myers Avenue in Eureka over the weekend. The two victims reported they saw a man they did not know walk onto their property. When they confronted him, he told them he was Daniel, and then pulled out a handgun and threatened the men before fleeing the scene on foot. The suspect was described as having dark eyes and a dark complexion, and was wearing a blue shirt, blue pants, and sunglasses. And an arrest warrant has been issued for a third suspect, wanted in connection with a major marijuana grow in Garberville. Deputies confiscated more than 1,100 plants and 50 pounds of processed bud from an indoor and outdoor grow on Monday. 17 young men and women spent a week on the campus of the College of the Redwoods as members of the 2013 Sheriff's Office Leadership Academy. The academy allows young adults with an interest in law enforcement to get hands-on training in the basics of the job, including classes in ethics, basic officer training, and communications. Sheriff Mike Downey was on hand to welcome the students to open the academy, as well as on the final day when certificates were handed out, including four awards for physical fitness, academic achievement, and leadership to the top attendees. This was the fourth academy class to take part in the program, which is funded through the County Office of Education and Eureka Old Town Rotary. And 9-year-old Connor Davenport has his uniform, his badge, and his shadow box, and his dream of being a Humboldt County sheriff came true on Monday. Connor, who suffers from a brain tumor, was in attendance at a fundraiser in his honor at Babe's Pizza in Eureka when he was presented with his gear and made an honorary sheriff's deputy. Deputy Hillary Havens, representing the Deputy Sheriff's Union, was on hand to welcome Connor to the department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Now that the state legislature has approved a budget, the task of implementing the funds begins for organizations up and down the state. Education, particularly K-12 education, got a big boost from voters last November. But higher education needs money as well, and College of the Redwoods President Kathy Smith said that funding isn't ideal, but it is getting better. Smith pointed out that funding for special programs to help first-time and lower-income students, along with funding to assist disabled students, has been restored.
But I will say that we see some positives in there, primarily that they're going to be restoring some of the categorical program cuts. This won't go into our general fund, but it will help us in serving our students.
Smith also pointed out that for the first time in several years, community colleges have been given a cost of living increase.
What is in that latest proposal is a 1.57% COLA. So, you know, a little over 1.5% cost of living increase doesn't keep up with the many percents that we've not gotten over the last few years, but it does help.
Smith said that Redwoods continues to do its best to recruit new students to the campus and maintains its focus of getting students prepared to transfer to a 4-year school. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.